Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Peace and blessings. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Come on in, sit down, relax. Let's see where this show is going to take us. You know what? Guess what? This isn't the number one listened to show anymore. The Flavors Jazz has jumped in the number one first place. What's that all about, huh? Well, anyway, I'm going to jump into a track because I need to go pour my daddy some coffee. And then I'll come back, we can chat and play some good music and just, you know, start out this Saturday together. So I'm going to start out today's show with a, I think I'm going to go with a brand new piece from Nick West out of Paris Toon Camp down there in Arizona, and this is My Relationship. All right, My Relationship by Nick West out of the Paris Tune Mother's Favorite Child Camp down there in Arizona. She's an amazing talent, amazing talent. I hope to one day meet her. I understand she's got some ties to the Pacific Northwest. Don't quite remember the story behind it, but, hey, you know, I embrace anybody that's up here or loves, you know, my hometown or, you know, comes to frequent, you know, off and on or frequently. So anyway, again, welcome. Come in. Sit down. Daddy's got his coffee and his breakfast going, so we're good to go here for the show. I'm really blessed to, at times, have new music to break on Flava News Radio, and I'll be doing that today. You know, I was going to jump into another track right now, but you know what? Let me try to spread it out throughout the show. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you're kind of, you know, transitioning into this fall season, this fall weather, depending on where you are, and, you know, kind of figuring out your routine and everything and how to make your world make sense. I've been kind of talking a bit about, you know, doing things to make your world make sense lately and being good to yourself and setting boundaries and all that good stuff. And I think that, you know, as this year comes to an end, I think it's a good time, you know, to reflect on what you have accomplished in this year, what you would like to see, you know, different, why did it go a certain direction, kind of reevaluate your year, you know, before you enter a new year. Do I believe in New Year's resolutions? I don't know. I think there's always a time and place that you can set some new standards or set new boundaries or set new goals and many, you know, start out the new year for that. For me, I take different times in my life where if it's a birthday, if it's springtime, fall time, whatever it is, to kind of reevaluate and tweak. I don't really believe this thing that take me as I am. I believe it to a point, but I can always be better. And that's one of the things I strive to be, is better than I was yesterday. By no means am I perfect. By no means is anyone perfect. But I do think that we can always strive to be better, and if nothing else, to feel good within ourselves and know that what we're doing outwardly is a blessing. So what direction do I want to go? You know what? I'm going to play my girl Raj Dulari. She's got some exciting things going on. She is somebody I love watching because she's got an amazing spirit about her. She's got great energy. So I'm going to play Into the Light by Raj Dulari.
I've got to get away, got to get a move, got to get up and fly. My journey started now, can't just let my dream falter and die. I hear the thunder roll, feel my spirit move, feel my body lift to the sky. A prison of your own making. Worry drains the life you sold, despair's in darkness. But only if you knew the gem that's inside of you. Your heart needs mending, your light needs shining. What's the use in hiding? Secrets that you're keeping, blessings that you stifle, weigh you down. Find a way to beauty deep within you. Let your spirit fly, you'll find your way. I used to know myself in shadow. Fear kept my feet pressed to the ground. But today the sun shines my way. It took a little faith, a whole lot of hope. But now the chains break, you
All right, that's my girl Raj Dulari out there in New York. I cannot wait to see what she has, you know, coming up here towards the end of the year and going into 2014. She just returned from, you know, Europe, from England, or should I say London, UK. She went into France also. You know, she just made things happen. Right before she headed over there, she and Ryan, and then to, you know, once they got there, doors just started opening up. She's charting over there. They're playing her music and selling her music, you know, over in London. And that was a really, really good move for her to go over there, because it's definitely opened up doors for her. Again, she's an artist you should watch. You know, Google her name. It's Rajdulari. Look up her website. Sign up for her newsletter, because she's an exciting artist. She is a quality, trained artist. And she's a woman that just really embraces womanhood. And if you're a woman listening, really go check her out, you know, because she'll just make you feel good about just being a woman, you know. And I appreciate her, you know, even from that standpoint, you know, just seeing a beautiful woman just embracing who she is and striving to be better and opening up doors for herself and projecting, you know, her destiny. You can learn a lot from her. But anyway, you know, we've been having some foggy weather lately, but out of it comes some amazing pictures that people are posting up on Facebook about the fog in our city. And so it's kind of eerie, awesome, beautiful. But we definitely are into the fall season, and, you know, I don't know. For some reason, it just kind of felt like it was dumped on me this year. Normally, we kind of gradually work into it. We had a pretty hot summer, and that's kind of unusual for us here in the Pacific Northwest to then go into, like, severe thunder lightning storms, you know, right after, like, summer hit. And then now we're into this foggy season. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good. My life's busy. How about yours? You know, I'm trying to figure out how to just kind of schedule my days and fit in some me time. Kind of even got away a little bit from my deep meditation and prayer times. You know, even though I do it still, I almost feel like I'm rushed with that, and I don't like that. So I definitely have to work, you know, on that. But things are exciting for me, and, you know, just so promising going into 2014. You know, I have been working and trying to build and, you know, establish a way to bless artists. And, you know, God must have known what was in my heart, because nobody could have told me 3 months ago I'd end up signing a contract to be an A&R rep for a international, not only national, but international record label group. There's about five record labels under the umbrella Spectrum Music Group, and I'll have the opportunity to screen and present some artists to potentially be signed by this amazing record label that supports independent artists. So, you know, stay tuned. And, of course, you know, you can be heard here on Flava News Radio. I've been having some conversations around hip-hop, and I'll be honest, I'm struggling with hip-hop a little bit right now, because there just doesn't seem to be the quality to the production. It varies so much, and I try to, you know, just be honest and put it out there as far as what I'm looking for to have you heard on Flava News Radio. There are plenty other stations that aren't as selective as I am, you know, and I do think that hip-hop artists need to get to know who they're sending the music to. But the quality of the production really, really varies, and trying to understand that. Maybe it's just something as simple as that's just how it is for certain circles, you know, of the hip-hop rap. I'm going to call it a genre. Normally when I talk to the people I'm connected to in regards to hip-hop, I talk about it as a culture, but I'm going to talk about it as a genre. And maybe it's just not something that is so important to have that pristine sound and blend when it comes to hip-hop and rap. I don't know. Like I said, jazz, my jazz show is now the number one show being heard on Flava News Radio, at least for the month of October. Even September, you know, it was moving up. Normally my coffee house shows are number one, but man, that's like moving up. And so I'm kind of wondering, are you guys kind of helping me define what you want to hear out of me? I don't know. Maybe that is the case. Yeah, you know, I'm paying attention. Potentially in 2012, you'll see some changes. And, you know, we'll just kind of have to see where things go, you know, here on Flava News Radio when it comes, you know, to what type of shows I do, to, you know, what artists I'm pushing to play, you know, here on Flava News Radio. You know, we'll just have to see, right? But anyway, it's Saturday. What you got going on? You busy? You got things to do? Or you just kind of chilling? I've been trying to think about how I can get back into reading, because that used to be my absolute first love, is reading. And I have not been able to pick up a book and have it keep my attention. And what I'm realizing, it really has nothing to do with the writer. It's more has to do with me. And so I'm hoping now that we're going into fall, I think reading's going to be a great way to kind of just calm myself down and you know, have kind of some of that me time. Even if I'm reading a book for a review, if it's good, it can take me there. So it won't feel as if it's for review, right? But let me just jump into playing some more music, and I'll come back periodically and share some thoughts. I will put it out there that if there's any artists that want to call in and promote who you are and what you do, and if you've got any projects or products to sell, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 347-857-1189 to my artist creative friends. Think about it. We're going into the holidays now. Do you have a product that you can create a promo for and advertise? This is a great time, you know, to create an artist package, whatever, you know, you got a CD, you got a book, you got paintings, whatever. This is a great time to try to, you know, catch the attention of your consumers. If your fans say they love you, let's see if they'll step up and purchase your product to give away as a holiday gift. So I'm going to start out this particular set with, I think, Aaron T, and I'm going to play Can't Even Cry.
Oh, I can't take no more, but I can't lose. I'll make him breakfast and make sure his juice is sweet. If I had my way, I will embrace him every night and tell him his dreams are reality. Got to take your time, move slow, maybe you'll grow. I keep telling myself, take your time, move slow, maybe you'll grow. I keep telling myself,
yeah.
My girl Monica Monet. In that set, I played Aaron T. with Can't Even Cry, going into Royce Lovett with his piece Perfume, and then again, my girl Monica Monet down there in Jacksonville, Florida with Feelings. And guess what? She is going to be putting out a new video. It's the official video for that particular song, and Flava News is the sponsor of Feelings by Monica Monet's video. So I'm excited. I feel like it's my baby being birthed too. So, you know, I tell you about this particular event out there in New York that takes place the last Saturday of each month. It's called Soul Factory. And it's an amazing showcase. Yeah, I just, it's quality. You know, the artists that they put on, there's generally three acts that perform, they're all top-notch. The band that plays behind the artist is amazing. Excuse me. You know, my understanding is you go in and you rehearse the day before, and the band just, you know, plays right along. How they learn, you know, how to accompany such a variety of talents, I don't know, but they do a great job. So tonight, out there in New York at the Drome. If you're in that area, I would really, really suggest you get out there. Tonight is Algebra Blissett's album release for her new album called Recovery, so you definitely want to go check her out. And then an artist that's new to Flava News Radio, Jonathan Winstead, is going to be performing tonight at the Drome along with her. So, here's the thing. I'm all the way in Seattle, Washington. How do I know so much about Soul Factory? Well, you know, I pay attention online, but guess what? Ever since last December, I have been able to sit in the comforts of my home and feel like I'm at the Drome in New York by watching their shows, again, the last Saturday of each month from Gander TV. So if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, I definitely will be posting out the link so you can join me and watch this amazing show. It's just really, really well done. I think that it helps kind of set the standard as to how showcases should take place when it comes to independent artists. So, yeah, great, great show. So with that said, you know what? I want to play a piece by Jonathan Winstead, who's going to be performing tonight at the Drome at Soul Factory Presents, and I'm going to play his piece, Sexy Lady Love.
There's a side of you I haven't seen before. Give me glimpses, you pique my my interest leaving me wanting more. Sexy lady love, I hope you're not offended. I hope you don't mind, I just wanna call ya. Sexy lady love, you really caught my eye. Is that alright? Every day on the job, you seem to capture my attention, babe. You got to pull me in, you find your way to get under my skin. But that ain't your intention.
Y'all need to get out to the Drome tonight. If you're in the New York City area, you know, get out there. See a quality act and show support to some amazing talents. You're going to get a little taste of Sexy Lady Love, I'm sure, by Jonathan Winstead. So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to the Coffee House today. You know, this is one of those shows, I just play it by ear. You know how I want to do it too, you know, depending on if people want to call in and chat, or you know talk about who they are, what they do, or I play music always, you know, or I share my thoughts. So, you know, this is one of my favorite shows. It kind of keeps my foundation alive, Flavor Coffee House. You know, been thinking about her a lot, and miss her, miss my family that used to come and regularly, you know, hang out with me to, you know, participating in my open mics and stuff. So this just kind of helps kind of keep that sense for me. But the blessings of Flavor News Radio is it's opened up the doors for me to experience amazing talents from all over the world. Many, many that I have never met and probably will never meet, but still we connect in this way through their music, and I get to share them with you here on Flava News. This is an artist, maybe one day I'll actually get to meet him, but he just released this single, like just released it, like yesterday. So I want to play Robert G's brand new single called All This Love.
Oh, baby.
That was Robert G with his brand new single that just released yesterday called All This Love. It's available on iTunes. So if you dig what you just heard, please go over there and, you know, make a purchase. It doesn't cost, you know, but, you know, a dollar basically, you know, to get some of this music from these great independent artists. So head on over to iTunes and get your digital download of All This Love by Robert G. He's working with a great, great company down there in California called LRT Distribution, and I have much, much respect for Lisa Thomas with LRT. She's doing some great things. She's got great connections. She's working with great, great artists. And, you know, that's the blessing that I get to come to know, you know, the people in the industry that are doing some great things. You know, I've learned and blossomed from paying attention and being able to have conversations. And now, you know, to be amongst them is pretty, pretty exciting for me, you know, and I am excited about the challenge. I'm excited about the opportunities, and I look forward to definitely being able to bless some select independent artists, you know, that I can, you know, get some signings and record deals for through Spectrum Music Group. And shout out to Chico, because I'm very, very blessed that he found me and has brought me on board his team, you know, there with Spectrum Music Group. But I want to keep on playing some music and, you know, let me take into the next set with a piece by a jazz artist who recently came my way. His name is Chris Bitten, and I'm going to play 1 AM. We'll be right back.
your shell, just trying to convince yourself that it's good enough to be who you really are. You feel like there's no one the same. You keep your soul locked away, and sometimes you feel like you don't belong anywhere. Searching for a hero and a friend, but sometimes you only need to look within and just believe in you. Listen to that cry. There's a person deep inside.
Let me just tell you who I played in this last set. I played Chris Bitten with 1M, going into Kashi Keegan with his piece Believe in You. And it was a beautiful thing because Kashi actually was in Hong Kong yesterday, and he sang this in a square out there for the Chinese people. And I posted that up on a couple of my pages. So if you're on Facebook or Twitter, go check it out because, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, when you have an opportunity, even if it's in video, to see artists perform, but also artists to perform in front of a group of people that don't even speak your own language, you know. It was pretty, pretty cool. And then I played Shakif Malik with We Got Love. So how are you today? I did see my friend lift his hand up, so if you want to be brought into the show, hit that one again, okay, and I'll bring you in. I just couldn't do it while I was playing a show. I want to give a shout-out to Mark Van Claggett. They just arrived in Kentucky. Is it called Bowen Glen? I'll have to look that up I'll have to look up where they're actually at, but he travels and performs around the world with a group called Tribute to the Temptations, and they're performing for a breast cancer fundraiser in Kentucky, and he just sent me a text. They got the tribute up in this huge, huge billboard out there in Kentucky, so I'm going to figure out how to get this off of my phone. I think I'm going to post it up, unless he posts it up, and I can repost behind him. So shout out to the tribute. I know you're going to put on an absolutely amazing show out there in Kentucky. If you're in the Kentucky area, please get out there and you know, come out for a great cause, but see a great, great show. Let me see. They are performing at the Sky Pack in Bowling Green, Kentucky, wherever that is. If you're in the area, get out there. You'll have a great, great time, see a great show, and be supporting a great, great cause. So anyway, you know, life's good. Life is good. I hope it is for you. You know, I kind of like being at this point in my life, you know, being the age that I am and kind of coming into my own way and understanding, you know, what works for me and what doesn't, and being able to give myself permission to tweak it along the way. You know, I always believe in learning and growing. I don't believe that things stay the same, you know. So, you know, I'm in a good place. Emotionally, I'm in a very good place. Mentally, I'm in a very good place. Is life perfect? By no means. No. You know what? But I believe that my faith in God has helped me, you know, get through some storms, face some challenges, and come to a place where beautiful things are happening, not only for me, but for artists, you know, that I'm connected to. And I look really forward to being a part of the team at Spectrum Music Group. As I talk about it and process it, and now that I finally actually signed the official contract has been signed by the head person of Spectra out in South Carolina, and, you know, to connect with that person, to attorneys, and, you know, I'm being exposed to some really interesting, amazing people internationally. And if I never had this opportunity, I wouldn't have, you know, the opportunity to meet some artists that in a different way, from creative photographers of fashion, you know, a variety of fashion models and editors, what do you call it, editors, well, people that write for fashion magazines, and just interesting. So today I'm going to be checking out an account and listening to a whole bunch of music from artists I do not know and have never heard of. So I'm taking on that challenge, and I'm kind of excited about that, to see what's being sent in, you know, to Spectra, and, you know, hear some new people. I still have the opportunity to, you know, open up the doors for some quality artists that I even know or may even play here on Flava News Radio that may have an interest and have their package and, you know, quality music, you know, to present to a record label. So I'll just put that out there. But, you know, I'm really, really learning. And I've been kind of learning this along the way, and maybe that's why God put me in this position, you know. I'm excited. You know, I'm processing it. I'm trying to figure out how everybody in my world can fit into all of this and, you know, still be able to bring you great music, be, you know, true to myself, you know, be true to what it is that I started out in doing, being an artist cheerleader. I never want to walk away from that. You know, I want to always encourage you to be your best, just like people encourage me to be my best. The stuff that's going on with me just didn't happen just based off me. I have people that believe in me and people who are educating me and say, you know, Susan, we believe in you. You know, and look at what you can do better and how you can do it better. So as I try to encourage you, I have people doing the same for me, you know, and it's a beautiful thing when you can have those type of connections in your world, because sometimes it is so not based off of what you think is right. Because when you get so stuck in your mind that something is a certain way, there's no growth, you know, and sometimes it really is okay, you know, to listen to other people and see what they have to say and feel and, you know, about who you are and what you're doing. And sometimes you have to just really take some time to get out of your own way. So just something to think about. But I want to continue playing you some great music. So I want to play a piece called Smiles by Carol Dubach.
Lift you up till it's over. When it's hurt you and how much you try, but it's not worth it the way you feel inside. So you've gotta reach high. I wanna
your eyes, and I realize you wanna change. my butters in my shade. Feeling lovely sun rays, and I'm living out my days. My melanin in shape. Appreciating how I made, because how I baby comes naturally. Ain't nobody like me. We can live it to the top until the bottom will see. The reflection of we create a heaven to see. That's where this unconditional love is like the birds and the bees. And so I lay on my beads. Then we plant all these seeds. Then we bloom it like we bloom in a path. And yeah, we kicking a path until they comfortably laugh. Where our souls interact. It's like we're attached from the roots to the plaid. I go ahead and grab my candy, roll it up in a wrap. I go ahead and grab my candy, roll it up in a wrap. I go ahead and grab my candy, roll it up in a wrap. Yeah, 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 yeah. Be natural. Be natural. Hey, hey. I love who you are, darling.
Short set, I played Carol Dubach with Smiles, closing out with my girl Coley Williams out there on the East Coast with her single, Natural. She's got an amazing voice. So powerful, so powerful. I say this all the time, and I say it to her. One day I'm going to walk through the doors at JoJo's or somewhere where she's performing in D.C., and I'm going to be able to witness her performing in person. You know, my girl Purple out here in Seattle, she worked on some videos for Coley Williams out there. It's like, what a small world, huh? And she says her voice is bigger than any space she performs. So I definitely want to, you know, experience her live and in person. I want to give some shout-outs to my girl, Kat Hume. Thank you so much for listening. She's like my heart. I miss you, Kat. I say this all the time. I believe she and her dog, Chester, were my first customers at Flavor Coffee House here in Seattle. And you know, to be able to stay connected all these years later, you know. She's a beautiful person. She's an amazing woman. She's got great creative skills, from writing to, you know, watercolor painting to singing and composing. And she's a lady that I'm very, very blessed that she ever came into my life. She and I spent some Valentine's Day together, you know, at Flavor Coffee House, and just hanging out. We had no dates, so we created our own dates, just hanging out together to then, you know, putting on a fun Valentine's Day party at the coffee house for some of our friends. So shout out to you, Kat. Shout out to Donna out there in Indiana. She is an amazing graphic designer, and she creates beautiful, amazing book covers for authors. She's also part of a publishing company and all of that. So shout out to you, Robert G. Baby Boy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know you missed me playing your new track, but you know, you never know. I might play it before the show is out again. But thank you so much for listening. I've always, always loved your music and will always support you, my friend. So I'm blessed. Do you see how blessed I am? There's some amazing talents. Not just musical talents, but amazing talents, period, that I'm connected to. And many that I've been connected to for many, many years. You know, I don't take this for granted. I don't take this for granted. There are people out there aren't as blessed as I am to be able to, you know, come together with people like this, you know, creative souls that change lives. You know, I don't think that artists recognize their power. You guys change lives, you know, and I thank you. I thank you for being a part of mine. You know, when we talk about talents, and I talk about talent a lot, and I talk about, you know, quality production, you know, and things like that, I think sometimes some people have a gift, really don't know that they really have a gift, don't take it too serious, and they can put out something very, very good. This is my dear friend, Helon Keith, down there in Jacksonville, Florida. This is a man, I don't really think he knows his talent because he kind of just does it for fun. Yet I'm hoping we're going to at least get an EP out of him. But you know what? He's just taking his time. He does his job. He loves life. But he's amazing talent. So I'm going to play his new single he just released, Crazy, again by Helon Keith.
Helon Keith, he's not responding. He's not responding.
Baby, your love has got me going so crazy, and this is what I get from you. Far beyond
your headlights, it must have been your wall.
I don't know what this broken man was thinking.
It seems like it's really what he wanna do, yeah.
Locked tight behind these white walls,
with no sight,
my mind is drifting off
to an eagle flying far beyond a mountain peak.
This lonely feeling that's in my heart and never sleeps.
Cannot tell me that boy can't sing. Nobody can tell me. It's funny because I first was introduced to him through Monica Monet as one of her backup singers. And, you know, I enjoyed him that way, right? But you didn't really, you know, you couldn't really tell when you're a backup singer, you know, how good you are. And then he started working on his own music. You know, he and Monica were writing and, you know, you could hear her voice at the beginning of this particular track, Crazy. And so they were doing some co-writing, and, you know, she would be featured on some of his songs. And I'm sitting there like listening, like, do you even know how good you are? Do you really know how good you are? Because he's just, you know, he works full time and, you know, as a single gentleman, you know, I mean, he's really handling his business. He really is handling his business. You know, has a beautiful place to live, beautiful car, you know, loves his family. He travels and supports them, you know, and then he just kind of does the music thing as a pastime. And I'm like, man, you are great. I just don't think you know how good. But I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing for you today, because I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I love doing radio. You know, back in 2009, nobody could have really ever told me I'd still be here. And I think the nice thing is that I'm kind of received very well for who I am and my style. When in the beginning, people would tell me, oh, Lady Flavor, you should do it this way. Oh, you should do it that way, you know. I'd get criticism about, you know, the music I played and the quality. And so that did kind of push me in a direction to pay attention to the quality of the music that I play. Okay, not everything I play is that top-notch, but I think it serves a purpose. And I believe that sometimes people deserve to be heard, even if they don't go anywhere else with it. I think there's just something there that they deserve to be heard, you know, or that they have the potential, you know, with some exposure and understanding to grow and get better, you know, at their craft. And so, you know, you might hear a variety of music, but I definitely push for quality. I definitely push for it because I think that even if you don't have, like, a whole bunch of finances to work from, you know, to really, really get it top-notch, there is definitely a way of getting your music to a point where it can be really respected. And appreciate it. I also am going to really, really stress now that we're in the holiday season, create some really good visuals to promote your work, to advertise, to sell for the holidays. Make sure the packaging is tight. You know, I've gotten some products from some of the indie artists, and I'm like, I hope this is not the way that you're selling it. So really, really think about, you know, having your package tight, you know, when you send it out. And, you know, think about it. We're all into the holidays, you know. And, I mean, even if you don't necessarily celebrate the holidays, but you have a product to sell, I don't know if that would be against, you know, who you are as an artist or not, you know, but you can still create a package that people can buy that do celebrate the holidays. And know that your craft is something that somebody else out there can love and appreciate. So just something to really think about. So anyway, let me take you back down to California, and I'm going to play one of my favorite men from that area. He's one of my favorites for many reasons, but he flew all the way up here to Seattle to be the host when Monica Monet, I brought her out for her mini tour here in Seattle, and Lou Mitchell came up from California to host the show. He did some performing also. He's got a strong voice. But he's got the greatest stage presence. There's no way that anybody can walk away from a Lou Mitchell show and not feel entertained. He will entertain you from his vocals to his dancing and how he engages the audience. And I have some videos of he and Monica at Lucid's Jazz Lounge, Lucid's Lounge, where they just played off of each other so well. Again, this is Lou Mitchell with I'll Give It Up.
There's a gift from up above that I owe you my life, and I owe you my
I'll give it up.
Don't need diamonds and don't need no girls, and I don't need no platinum to live in this
I'll give it up.
Don't need a Bentley or a house on the hill,
demise. Countless times I've spent rejecting your love, only to realize the ultimate prize. Loving you is a gift from above that I owe you my life, and I owe somebody put one hand up, anybody, it don't matter, just one person. Alright.
They want me. They want me. They want me. What's up, right? Yeah, that's right, they want me.
Dress nice, black life, hustling, moving. Contribution, revolution, change. Life change. Flick on 8 million to life that is really still a crooked angel. Come slam like an angle. Too many points to be boxed. Vocab, vocab, lights on. See the future like read palms to make bets. The math don't get subtracted. Strategies and fallacies that actions make you. With small packs like new crops, chopped and screwed, do what you wanna do. My state like classic wax, back forms like new art on the arm. Shake stack, the blood is stacked, the long but like there for the song. Here baby, T hazy, but the screen can have them. Channel has the remote, it felt like the skins of black folk. So stay honest like one of them, just one of them, just one of them.
Talk the bill, spark your pineal, then talk wiser, penalty tail, like nicotine or coffee bean or switch. You all know the same song. My car may stop and stay. I might do the piercing. Got timing like house keys. You'll discover later.
We can have neighbors.
Then I got the audible for G-O-D. Y'all just J-O-E's. Shook it accomplished. Got played for broadfish. Invited peasants to present. We're hosts to lift our commune. This'll be probate. I got F. Watching the tag off your image is Sigma. We're not your ordinary face. Y'all should keep them labels, brothers. They may sell. This tales like holidays. Negative brothers be funding. Going to this track like we hunting. If I see your mouth far away for consumption, everybody move like this percussion. I won't Christian him, I'll just muggle. Y'all like hardcore, y'all like muffin. Work. If you did the murder, where the gloves been? Silence keep an armory on his toe. Then lick like Viper till his knees done. Yeah, once the stands are let loose like a panther, I clean and carve in. Stay true to the heat, with down the traffic. Yeah, I'm walking down the street. Hip hop, headphone beats, the print material. It's the imperial, South End dweller. Back to the lane, fresh ink. With the soul of cold train, and stress, strain, and pain. Gang, there's so much to complain. It's like classic material. One line, it sends out the rhyme, enough green to stay lean. I mean, singing to like Shaq, where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at?
Aretha Franklin, they want me like Jill Scott, like Lettuce C, like they want me, you fill in the blank.
Taff, they want you, Taff, they want you.
Effort doesn't end, you makes you stronger. I never wanna hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer. It's time to kill the monster.
Reflected in the mirror, I did not recognize, but I got a recollection when I was once high. Might have y'all really, really surprised. Who is this man staring back, bloodshot eyes? Borderline heart attack, like step back. Skin pale, soul dried up like I'm dying now. Tears begin to well up and my heart resists the cry. I will not let my light derail and die. Time to refactor, refuel and fly. I understand what is truly at stake now. Never again will I fade into the background. Man of a scream, this is my time now. Duck dog, another fucking light bullet. Whisper to myself, I'm ready to own it. Tie my lace tight, prepare to win. This is my life, let it re-begin.
Whatever doesn't end, you makes you stronger. I never wanna hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer.
I got my foot pinned through the floorboards, brand new wings. I'm
ready to soar. Family's igniting my fire with dreams of gasoline. Fear is not an option, I'm ready to beam. So here I am now, stripped down to nothingness. Broke down Lego castle, let's start again. Time to stand up, I'm not alone. All my people are lifting up my throne. I refuse to let my soul die, so now I bleed. I refuse to let my life drown, so now I breathe. I'm ready to jump the cliff in order to soar. Deep breath, eyes open, rip and roar. On my tippy toes as I punch the sky. Got the whole world screaming like how high. Trying to be better than everyone thought that I could've can. Yeah, so here I am.
Whatever doesn't end you makes you stronger. I never wanna hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer. It's time to kill the monster. Kill the monster.
You can scream, you can shout, but I'm taking you down tonight. Go ahead, scream, let it all out, but I'm taking you down, taking you down.
So in this last set, I played Blue Mitchell out of California with I'll Give It Up, going into my group, Black Stacks, out of the Pacific Northwest with their piece, They Want Me Live, that was performed live at the Triple Door here in Seattle. Then going into one of my favorite hip-hop artists, rappers out of the Pacific Northwest, J.C. Flow, with his piece called Kill the Moments featuring Michael Wassman and Jennifer Newberry. And then closing out that set with Winston Warrior out of the ATL with Keep Moving. Again, I hope you're enjoying the music I play. I only play underground independent artists here on Flava News Radio. It's all about trying to uplift. It's trying to, as J.C. Cage would say, move forward, progress. You know, open up doors, make moves, all of those things. But you know what? You got to have a good product. You have to have a good attitude. And you have to be willing to step outside your box. Sometimes just hanging out with the homies and them, you know, telling you that you're dope and this and that and the other, doesn't get it. It doesn't get it. Just depending on what you're doing, you know, with your music and where you want to go, or even with your literature or whatever. You step outside your box. Reach out to somebody who doesn't know you and doesn't know your music, and be willing to hear their honest opinion. Be willing to hear it, because they may give you some absolutely great feedback. You know, people talk about haters all the time. What does that even mean? Because they don't agree with you, or they don't like what you create, they're a hater. I remember the story that was told to me a couple years ago that makes so much sense, and it came from a teenager. He's like, you know what, just because I don't like your music doesn't mean I'm a hater. And that's the bottom line. It comes down to a matter of taste, right? You know, when I signed the agreement to be A&R rep for Spectrum Music Group, it was kind of expressed, and it's something I always express too when it comes to art, that you need to be able to have that it factor that grabs people's attention. You need to make, you know, chills, you know, go up their spine and goosebumps on their arms. You need to do something in your art if you want to make money from it that says, yeah, I want this. I need to have it. I want to experience it on a regular basis, you know, whatever. You need to have that it factor. And there are so many people out there to compete against, so many creative souls. Some that don't need to be creating. I'm just going to keep it real. You know, I've been nice. I don't call people out. But there are people who are creating that just really should not be doing that, should not be doing it at all. And so, you know, really, really think about that. You know, where are you at when it comes to your art? Do you do it just because you like to create? Do you do it because you want to make money from it? Do you do it for a certain group of people? Or are you doing it for the masses? And what is it going to take to be able to, you know, step into the arena of where you have defined for yourself you want to be? If you want to take things to the next level and it means before the masses, what does that even look like? You know, what does that really look like? When it comes to Spectrum Music Group, they're looking for polished artists. They're looking for people that are quality. Their production on their music is quality. That their whole package is something that that they are willing to put their name on. You know, and when you get to a certain point, because I feel this way about my own self, am I willing to attach my name to you? Because if I am, then that speaks volumes of what I think of you. So just think about that. One of my mentors who has been in this game is Miles Anthony out there at Righteous Music Media. And because he does it right, you know, he does it right. And I'm blessed to have him, you know, to have taught me over the years understanding this business and giving me connections and being there for me when I need something explained. He works with two of the most top-notch artists out there in the R&B soul arena. Darian Dean is getting ready to hit that smooth jazz cruise. And perform with some of the great mainstream artists. So I'm really, really excited for Darian. And then Miss Margot B, she's landed a role on Boardwalk Empire, doing big things. She is being featured everywhere. You see pictures of her on, you know, red carpets and write-ups by, you know, really famous people and, you know, guests appearances on talk shows and everything. But you know what? I've been playing for her for a few years. So I want to play a piece by Miss Margot B. This is called Cool, and it's her performing live at the Hazelette Theater. Again, Miss Margot B. with Cool.
No matter how hard I get when I look gave me strength to do impossible things, and for all this I must thank you. Dearly, all that I am is a son that you loved from the start, and it's really something special.
Margot B. for you with her piece Cool, going into Darian Dean with All That I Am. That's a piece that's dedicated to his mother. It's a beautiful thing when you, you know, create something that recognizes a person who's been very instrumental in your life and helping you make sense and, you know, just kind of loving you and believing you. So I love that piece by Darian Dean, and shout out to Righteous Music Media as Puzzle Marketing. You guys are doing some great things and have some great artists that you are working with. So I hope, again, you know, that you love some of the sounds that I played today on Coffee House Show. And if there's, you know, any questions, feel free to contact me at radio@flavanews.com if you want to know, again, who an artist is or how you can find them. If you can't find them in Google, let me know, because I definitely will send you in their direction. And, you know, we meet here every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's all about playing underground independent artists from not only here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but across the United States and even around the globe. So if you missed it earlier in the show, I'm going to close out today's show with, again, Robert G's brand new single that he just released yesterday, All This Love. Take care, God bless, and be good to yourself.
Oh, baby.
Can we be more than friends? Oh, baby,
all this love is for you.
Now the truth, my dear, is knocking at your door.